More than 2,500 low-income families in Onondaga County are getting their holiday stockings filled today. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, families are filing through the On Center in Syracuse for the Salvation Army's yearly Christmas Bureau.
There's going to be something Christmas morning.
Teresa Johnson of Syracuse is unemployed this Christmas and is happy for the Christmas Bureau program that's providing gifts and food for families like hers, who sidle through what amounts to a massive toy store at the On Center, where volunteers help families choose gifts from tables piled high with stuffed animals, sporting goods, and the like.
We just have the one football.
Okay.
And that bag.
And you can
the numbers this year are down a few hundred from last year. Salvation Army officials aren't sure if that means the economy's getting better or people are leaving the area. One trend spokeswoman Liddy Hintz has noticed is that many of those who signed up for today's giveaway have jobs.
People are bringing their pay stubs more often than bringing the benefit summary sheet. So, which means they're working, they're just working poor and not able to buy extra stuff for their kids.
The thing about the Christmas Bureau that impresses Salvation Army Executive Director Linda Wright is the hundreds of volunteers who give up their time to help.
We've had probably more volunteers than ever before.
Among those volunteers, members of Syracuse's 174th Attack Wing who come out every year to help out.
This is our opportunity to get back to the community that supports us throughout the year.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.